From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. It's Friday. Welcome. Before we even get into the show, I want to mention something we're doing tomorrow. If you happen to be in the Quad Cities, the team and I are going to the Day of the Dead Parade and a special version of the Mercado on 5th. That's a popular street market in Moline. We'll also be taping a few other segments while we're there, and we're planning to have all that on Monday's show. But if you're in the area on Saturday afternoon, come by the Mercado and say hello. Okay, on to our local news reporter roundtable. And with everything I just said in mind, we are focusing today on the Quad Cities. Joining us now to walk through the news there is Rachel Duckett, a host and reporter at WVIK. She's there as part of a news fellowship. Rachel, welcome back to the 21st Show. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, thank you. Glad to be here.
So I want to start with an update on the Davenport building collapse. We've talked about this a number of times in the past. I guess I should say the partial building collapse. It happened this summer. The Quad Cities Tenant Alliance recently held a town hall. What happened there?
Yeah, so the Tenant Alliance had been around a little before the building collapse, but I think a lot of people joined after the collapse, including some family members of one of the three people that was killed by the collapse. And they basically held a town hall this week where they kind of said that the city wasn't really being responsive and they wanted to ask for federal help. They're saying that that the money from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development that's given to the city isn't being spent in the way that they think would be helpful, and they're saying that the there's not enough inspections that are catching landlords neglecting properties, and that there's a shortage of affordable housing as well.
Well, I think we'll probably hear more about that story in the future. Earlier this month, I want to move on to something else, though, in the time we have. Earlier this month, the Illinois-Iowa Center for Independent Living held a press conference and with regard to caregivers and personal assistance. What did they have to say there?
Yeah, so that was another organization kind of calling attention to what they're calling a care crisis, basically a Center for Independent Living, an assisted living center in the Quad Cities, kind of called attention to the fact that there's a big shortage of caregivers and personal assistants, and that people that need them to, you know, get to doctor's appointments and that need a consistent caretaker aren't able to get that. And that's due in part, they say, to it not being a sustainable job.
I was going to say, so they're calling attention to it. Is the problem that the people who provide these services are not willing to pay potential employees enough money, or what are they saying is behind it?
They're basically saying that, I mean, these people are overworked, there's low pay, no benefits, and that there needs to be more federal investment in services and protections for caregivers, and, you know, because there are some people that have enough money to pay their own caregiver, but then people that are using services like the Illinois-Iowa Center for Independent Living, which is the center here, they don't have that luxury, and there's just, it's not a lucrative enough job.
Yeah, definitely a difficult job, too. All right, let's move downtown. This is in Rock Island. A new alliance has formed designed to help boost the downtown there. How do they plan on doing that?
That was created, the Rock Island Downtown Alliance was created to manage the special service area, which is something that we have, I can't remember when, but anyway, it was voted on in the past few years. We're basically in that little bubble, all the property owners pay an additional property tax, and that goes towards this fund, and that fund is now going to be run by the Downtown Alliance.
All right, finally, last thing I want to ask you about, the Quad Cities International Airport is looking at adding a, hold on, let me check my notes here. Yes, a spaceport. Can you explain this to me?
Yeah. So basically they're conducting a study to see if it would be, if it would make sense to be in the area. It would be something that would happen in like 20 years, but it's definitely interesting. It would be a horizontal launch site. So apparently it would use the existing runway, take off, and then something would come, it would switch to a different fueling system, and something would come off the aircraft and take cargo pieces to build, you know, like a docking station or something like that into space. And yeah, they're just doing a study to see if it would be too costly or if it would just make sense for the area.
Fascinating. Well, maybe we can do one of these future reports from space someday.
Yeah.
In a couple of decades. Rachel Duckett is host and reporter at WVIK in the Quad Cities. Thanks so much for being with us today on the 21st Show.
Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.